Good morning, Tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of gents. That lovely gentleman who just said gents is Danny. I am Jason. Together we are the Tangerines. Well, you guys are all the Tangerines. Together we are the Tangents.
And if Denise.
Yes.
Denise, sorry for interrupting you, but it's Denise, okay. Yesterday she was doing this and she did it on point. Intro.
Oh, she did?
The intro, yeah.
Do you think our intro is the thing we do the best?
You do the best, Jason. You're the one who does it.
We do it. I can't do it without the gents.
I just say gents.
I know, but that's like the most important part is the gents. Because then okay. With a couple of tan gents. What? It's just an incomplete sentence.
I guess, yeah.
God dang, you pissed me off this morning.
Who?
You! Hey, Danny. Not you, Danny, the other Danny. Danny number one, the real
one. Wait. I don't know why I'm not number one, but okay. So, Jason?
How are you doing?
I'm trying to wake up, Jason.
Me too. I'm looking at myself right now. I got the bags under the eyes. Here we go. Yeah. This is better. This is much better. How are you doing? You doing okay? Life's good? Great.
I was having a dream, Jason. You know my dreams, right?
Yes. And we've all also already figured out why you get so many traumatic dreams.
I really don't know. This was not traumatic. Well, sort of. I was dreaming that I was taking a math test, and I was struggling, and I was asking for help.
From who?
This guy. And...
Nameless?
And I don't know who it was. I don't know. Okay. You know how brain cannot really create a human being face easily?
Right. It just uses people you've seen in real life.
I guess. But I couldn't finish the math test. And it was frustrating me. And I'm like, usually I'll be trying to do a math test and I'll do it fine. But no. I don't know why I was dreaming that I wasn't doing a math test. And I couldn't figure it out. And I still remember the problem.
What was it?
Many problems. One of them was like 4 divided by, you know, and then by 26 over 6 divided by 40 divided by 7. It was a weird non-mathematical problem, but my brain was, you know, making some random equations.
That doesn't even sound like it's...
No.
I'm not even going to be
good. No.
Math wasn't my best subject. That's usually how it goes, right? Like I'm a linguistic type of person. You know, words make more sense than numbers do for me. But I ended up doing pretty decent in algebra. You know, but that made no sense to me. What you just said, it made no sense.
That made no sense at all. So okay. You shouldn't be worrying about it. And the only math problem I had, I passed calculus. I went to statistics in college. That's when I was like, okay, this is enough math for me.
You know what the beauty of being a journalist major is that the only math class I had to take in English in college was math for liberal arts. I think was the name for it. And it was basically just the basics of all of the maths, like basic stats, basic algebra, basic geometry, basic calculus, basic stuff. I got a 98 in that class, so it was really easy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, the class was very, very easy. I'm very glad that that's all I had to do. Math.
You know.
Terrible subject math is.
No. The basic of a human understanding of the universe.
Tell you what, you think the Neanderthals back in the day knew how to do math at all? No, they didn't.
But did they some type of math?
Did they survive? Technically?
Technically, not really.
Jesus. Well, technically, we are. Oh, not the Neanderthals, no, I guess.
Those are Homo sapiens, okay, Jason.
They evolved. Like, if you consider evolution, they did not. So Neanderthals were. Yeah, they evolved into Homo sapiens.
No, they did not.
Then where did Homo sapiens come from?
From a different species.
Which is?
I don't know what the. I don't know. We all develop differently.
I know, but they gotta start somewhere, and they evolve into what Homo sapiens.
Jason, do you know that there were 5 species of human at one point? This is not conspiracy. This is actually.
There were more, Danny. There were more than is like the Holopithecines, the Holocaust. That I look, Danny. I took anthropology twice. Twice okay. because I failed it the first time. You know what I was doing that first time? I was in a class with my friend Nick. And it was, first of all, the problem is that you're putting Champions League game on during my class. So obviously I'm not going to pay attention to anthropology if the Champions League is on. Not my fault.
Jason, right? that's a bad boy of you. That's a bad boy aura right there. That's a bad boy activity right there.
That's when I dropped out of college. That's when I had like a 1.5 GPA and I had to drop out of college because I was choosing to. Oh, Danny, I wouldn't go to class. I'd be on campus, but then I'd just go somewhere else and watch soccer games.
Wow.
To not go to class. It wasn't great. It was really terrible. It was basically a waste of my time. But hey, you know what? You live and you learn, and I learned. Look where I'm at now.
Jason, yeah? Look at you. And I'm not making this up. Look at you. You know, one time when I was in high school, I'm not bragging because I did have a, I think I was okay with math. I was having, when I was in ninth grade, I think I took Algebra 1 already. Because I took pre-algebra in middle school. I just thought it was really easy. They explained to me how it was, and I just learned it. So, anyways, after that, I had to take geometry, Jason. Let me tell you this. Geometry was the only class subject. It sucked. Everybody says, it's the easiest. Yeah, it's the easiest. If you remember all the freaking, names, all the shapes. Jason, I don't know.
Like a rhombus?
What the fuck is a rhombus, right? I don't know. That was the worst class for me of math.
Rhombus is so stupid. It's just a tilted square. Like, get over yourself. That's all it is.
A tesseract, you know?
That's not a. That's
that
a,
is.
That's not a geometry term, is it?
Yes, a no tesseract.
Way. A tesseract, I think, is the thing from Transformers. Right.
Also the thing from Marvel. Remember from?
Oh, maybe it's Marvel. Maybe yeah. No, I think it's that. Yeah. Not Transformers.
But it is. It's a tesseract. It's called an 8-cell C8 regular octahoron or cubic prism.
We're losing.
It's four-dimensional.
We're losing our listeners as we talk more about that. But keep going, please.
It is. It's a real thing. I was so bad at geometry, Jason. Like, I had to, that was the only class I think I had to not cheat, but ask for help a lot.
I took geometry, what was that, like my sophomore year? I didn't do well. Yeah, geometry sucked. I didn't. Geometry was just stupid.
Yeah, no, thanks for letting us let the world know because everybody's like, it's so easy.
You know what's the worst? It's the worst when people who are good at math are like, oh, you don't get it. It's easy. You just do this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, obviously, you just think a little differently than we do about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's people who are just like, oh, you don't know how to do this? It's just like this. Get off your high horse, math person.
Math person. Oh, a lot of people. Okay. Yesterday, we went to this store, a Daiso.
Okay.
You know, Daiso, the little...
Yeah.
Is it Korean? No, Japanese.
I think it's Japanese.
Like, Dollar Stream.
I don't know.
Okay,
so... You know, Korea real quick, In Korea, they have Daisos there, but they look different. Like, it's called Daiso, but the logo and everything is different.
Oh, so it's probably like an Americanized? Is it not... This one's the American version, and the other one is like...
The American version in Korea?
Yeah.
But it not in America, though?
Not American, I guess.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
Oh no. So do you know those old the thing that they have like those old calculator? What's it called? Those things.
A calculator.
It's like the
scientific calculator.
You know those.
Oh. Don't help us out, chat. Don't help us out, chat. We got this. We got this.
Yeah, what's it called? What's it called?
Abacus.
Yes. There you go. Gotcha. I keep hearing. So they had one of those, right? And I'm like, I'm like, how do people do this? And I saw a video of this little kid, Jason. She was just going like this. My math problem. I'm like, how the fuck do you do that? I'm like, how do you guys use that? And she's like dividing a big ass number or multiplying a big ass number. And she's like, and I'm like, damn.
I feel like we could figure it out if we tried.
I mean, if you try. Also doing this math problems with your fingers.
Just write it down, you know. People showing off.
Denise was telling me, and this is kind of sad, Jason. The way they teach kids nowadays to do division and multiplication is so bad.
It's so bad, Jason.
Mm-hmm. No, it is bad. I have to say, it's just really bad. Look it up. You guys can look it up how the kids do multiplication, division, the different ways. It's just.
I don't get why math changes. I think I heard that you could now prove with this new math that 1 + 1 = 3. Like, there's ways to prove it with the new style of math. I don't get it, and I'm not going to try to begin to get it. No, well, man. Actually, I will try it just out of curiosity. I want to find out why. But did you ever watch The Incredibles 2?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? Because in this one, it was the inverse, right? Where the first one, it was Elastigirl who wanted to go out there and fight crime, but she couldn't. Mm-hmm. She had to be a mom. And then the second one, it was Mr. Incredible who had to stay back and be a dad. And he was teaching his, I forgot who, one of them, maybe it was Dash, to do math. And he's like, why did they change math? It's math. Because it was based in 50s or something. And then it's happening again.
Yeah, why are they changing math?
Why are they doing
it again? She said the reason why is because so kids can show proof how they got there. But the proof how they got there, it just takes so much longer.
I just don't know why you need to prove how you got from 1 + 1 to 2. You know?
I don't know, Jason. Sometimes
it's just up there. It's just up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't need to show how I got 9 times 9. I know it's 81. That's like, are you going to fight me that it's 81?
Yeah.
That's why. Do you remember doing those, the speed multiplication test? Like, you had to figure out as many as possible? Oh, yeah. Boy, you know the competitor. The sports competitive in me. Oh, it really bugged me when I wouldn't get in the top 5. Only reason I really learned, I tried to learn multiplication was so that I could finish on a good time. Mm. Love myself a good time trial. I was never that great at it. Some of them stumped me. But they didn't ask us for proof on that one or show our work, because it's just like, do it as fast as you can. Memory. Why are we talking about math?
I don't know. We're talking about the school system. Like, I went to the Guatemala like for almost five years of school, right? So the first grades, 1 to 5. And I remember all they taught us was literally the basic. So the basic of learning all the multiplication tables, I think about in third grade, I think it was. You have to know all the multiplication tables. Like, there was no, like, we're going to memorize it, and then we're going to take a test.
You know, my mom tells me about it sometimes, about how her education in Guatemala and what the stuff they learn. They learn so much geography. And we learned so little to nothing of geography growing up. I think the most I learned of geography was in my history class in like sixth grade, I think it was. This teacher, she did not want to do anything because she would make us watch reruns of I Love Lucy or reruns she would put those shows on so frequently. And when she wasn't in the mood to teach, we'd play a game where she'd pull down the map. You know, they had the map where they pull down. Of the world. And then she'd put two of us up there and she'd be like, find Sri Lanka. And then we'd like have to be like, that's like the most geography lesson we got. But we weren't learning about Sri Lanka. We weren't learning about Jordan. We were just learning where to locate it on the map. But I don't remember.
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No, honestly, I don't get it because...
Yeah. Honestly, I liked that game, though. I really liked that game. So she would randomly choose like who to go up. And I would always be like, come on, let it be me. I want to find this. And I got to beat this little motherfucker that's next to me.
No. What I'm saying, I don't get why the U.S. educational system doesn't teach those type of stuff. Like, geography is... You see those videos where the TikTok videos where they see, like, so where's this place at? You know, they show them, like a flag. Where's this flag from? And they're like, like this person said, it was an Italy flag. And she's like, Mexico.
Love me a good flag. Mexico.
But
Jesus. You know what? I'm not a fan of those videos, though, Danny. Because they could give me still. 5x5. And with the light on you, the camera on you, your brain, if it's not used to that sort of pressure, it's gonna like crumble a little bit. Like, I don't fault them.
I get it.
I don't fault them. If it's something basic, I don't even know. Like, what country is above North United States? And it's different.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And the comments are always people talking shit about Americans. That's true, because we're really stupid. That part's true, but still. I do think that it's tough to really... If you're not used to that type of pressure, you're going to choke a little bit.
But still, Jason, a lot of Americans don't know the geography.
I know what 5x5 is, but I'm saying, like, if you put yourself...
And... What?
Nothing. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
No, like I said, it's just like little basic things that they should be teaching you at a really young age. I think nowadays you have to teach your kids if you're going to send your kids to the system over here. Like learn the multiplication table. Just learn it. Mm-hmm. You know, learn the geography. Like, hey, look at the world map. Just play with the world map. Look at what the countries are. It's not a flat earth. It may be. Who knows, Jason?
I think it is, but that's...
You know, here but just, there. You know? Because how can you go all the way in the bottom and the airplane still gets... You know, if you go to Australia and then the airplane is upside down, you're going to fall down from the sky because you're going down?
No, because you're not going upside down because it's flat.
You're right. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. If someone comes up to me with the cameras asking to name a country, they're getting assaulted. There you go. Words from Diana. Because it's tough. It's like, have you seen the one with Billy on the street?
No.
Where Billy Eichner, he had a thing when before he made it big, bigger than what he is, was. But he run around New York and asked people random questions. And he went up to a girl and he's like, name a woman. And she just couldn't.
She couldn't.
She's
yes,
like,
you're right.
Any woman?
You're right.
And he's like, yes. Yeah. And she couldn't.
But like, he does it like in a way where like pressure.
The pressure
you.
Is on. Yeah. It's tough. Name a woman. Yeah, for a dollar exactly. And then plus you add the money component, and it's like shit. I really need this dollar. Like I'm fine. I don't need a dollar, but I need this dollar. So it's tough. I don't really blame him too much, but I think I'm ready for it because of that sixth grade teacher, Ms. McIntyre. I think I'm ready for it. I think I'm ready for this because she put us on the spot in sixth grade. She made us. She said, first person to locate this country. You win nothing except for bragging rights. I'm ready for it. I'm honestly, if the next person, if anybody comes up to me with camera, I'm probably going to shy away and just walk away and be like, no, thank you. Except for the ones, have you seen the ones in Europe where they go around with a basketball hoop or a soccer net and then they kick throw the ball?
Yeah,
I want to do that, Jason. But I want to do a stupid one. I want to do one where it's just like I just fling it, I just toss it. Like they give me a basketball to shoot, and then like I just do like a weird ass shot. I want to do just something dumb if it ever happens to me.
Jason, I'm not switching the subject.
Switch the subject,
but,
dude.
There's a country. I learned this about a couple years ago already. This country, this is a Middle Eastern country that I didn't know exists, and I kind of want to go. It's called Oman. Have you heard of this country?
Yeah. It's located. I could get it. I could get it.
Okay.
It's by it's to the right of Saudi Arabia.
It's to the right, yes. On top of Yemen,
Yep.
yes.
Oh, I was thinking of Yemen too.
Yep.
Which is by
So,
Jordan.
yeah, yes.
I got you,
Okay.
dude. I'm telling you,
Okay.
man.
Not really, but okay. Yes. So, Jordan is a little way up there. And there's another country called Macau. Anyways, is that a country? Let me see. No, Jason, I'm lying. That's a city. My bad, Jay. I lied to you. So the reason why I keep remembering this country is because it's one of the most prettiest, most how to say it, un-Western touch of a country that I've seen, and I kind of want to go, Jason. It will be one of the countries I'm like, I want to see how,
Honestly, you'll probably find a lot of countries like that in the Middle East, Annie.
It probably, yeah, you're right. But this is like, it looks really safe, not gonna lie to you, compared to the other countries.
You never know, but
You
not to throw shade at Oman, but
know. No. Yeah, it's true. That is true. There's, but, like, can go right now to Lebanon right
yeah.
now, because,
Well, yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
so, I mean. I had to do that's one of the projects I had to do that country. I think it was in college, and I had to like be like the representative and show the culture and show like the food and of Lebanon. And I'm like, where's Lebanon? I didn't know where it was at first. I was like, oh, I didn't know it was a Middle Eastern country. But yeah, Oman is one of the countries. I don't know why it came up to me right now. How about that country?
Talking about geography.
Yeah, I guess we are. Yeah, there's so many other countries that people don't know. I didn't know about a bunch of other countries. There's so many.
There are, yeah. I'm with you. There's a lot of
It's
countries,
just
especially
like
in Africa. I feel bad for Africa because it probably has the
as
most countries that people don't know the names of.
Chad. I mean, a lot of people don't hear Chad. Mali. A lot of people don't hear about Mali.
Benin,
Benin.
the Gambia.
The.
I love a good map, Danny. I love looking at
This
maps.
is fun, Jason. This is fun. Imagine this. You have your mouse or whatever is your teleportation mouse. So if you grab it and you point somewhere in the world on the Google map, you literally transport to there. Imagine having the power.
Why do we need the No, okay. That'd be really cool.
And
I'd love
like,
that. I would love that.
it would be really dangerous because what if you get in the middle of a freaking wall and you
You know
just
what's
die?
dangerous, Danny, is that Russia doesn't look as white as it used to with snow. That's
Oh,
dangerous.
Siberia?
No, Russia.
Well,
Russia, I remember looking at maps back in the day, like the whole top part was all white.
oh, you know what? You're right.
Doesn't look like that.
Greenland does.
Greenland, fun fact for you, Danny. The whoever owned those islands back in the day, they were messing with a different country. And they're like, hey, you should come to Greenland. It's really green, but it's not. It's icy. And then they're like, don't go to Iceland because it's full of ice. They were tricking them. I learned this when I was a kid, and there's definitely it. I probably shouldn't be saying that because I don't remember how factual that is, Danny. I'm not gonna lie to you. Danny says I want to go to Bhutan. Check out Bhutan.
Oh, Bhutan. Let's look it up.
Oh, I spelled Gutan. Gutan is a movie. It looks like an Indian movie. So that's not the one. But oh wow, this looks beautiful. Love me a nice temple that's cliffside. Cliffside temple. These temples look really nice. Big fan of temples as well, Danny, if you didn't know that about me. Love me a good temple.
Jason, I still had to go to Guatemala and explore the Tikal, the pyramids, the Mayan pyramids, the
Yeah.
temples. And like,
It's a must.
why we haven't made this is the thing that I get frustrated with, because I like timepieces. By the way, I'm saving Napoleon to one of these nights where I have a lot of time to watch it. I know it's not that great. Napoleon
Oh, the
Dynamite.
movie. Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Bonaparte. The movie, because I love timepieces movie. John Adams,
Movies about watches.
I love I don't know if you guys seen John Adams. Like, I love watching that show just because it was the time piece. Remember I told you last week? I was watching the show that is not that great, but it's based on, you know, how the Denmark, you know, they were trying to conquer England or whatever. Anyways, so why they haven't made a really good either Aztec civilization or Mayan civilization movie? I just like Apocalypse, but Apocalypse got so many things wrong though. Mel Gibson, just have somebody do, I don't know, there's so many scientists, why can't I just hire a bunch of scientists? Hey, can you tell us exactly how this was, and like, and we'll make a movie of it, and like, an, I don't know, some type of movie. But they haven't. Jason,
the Road to El Dorado.
No, but I'm talking about like live action, okay? That's the Inca civilization, okay?
Close enough,
I guess. But for example, Egyptians, Jason, weird thing. The Egyptians, as the early Egyptians, you know, they have better technology than the later Egyptians. Their pottery and their clothes. Not that close, mostly. Most of the pottery that we have that survived from the early Egyptians are way better sculptures than the later Egyptians.
Didn't say to me that you've come to visit us so much, and all you do whenever you come to Southern California is go to stupid nerdy shit, and you never go to any of the museums.
Oh, I guess. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Yeah, I do go to Disneyland and stuff
like that. Right. I am right.
Oh, Jason, when I went to New York and I was at the Met, I was just like a little kid in Candyland.
I know. That's what I'm saying, man. You go to the Brea Tar Pits, go check out where the dinosaurs died. You go to the, right next to is the National History Museum of LA, you know? And no, you never, all you want to do is go to this freaking.
No, we said next time we'll do that, okay? Whatever. Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling. I'm speaking really calmly.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is use your phone to look at places and places where to go and, like, dream about it maybe and just learn about history.
Are you telling me to do this or the audience?
I'm talking with the audience.
Okay, cool. Do I have to do it?
Yeah, because okay. You scroll too much on TikTok. Don't scroll too much on TikTok. It's bad for your brain.
I don't have TikTok.
Okay.
I don't have the talk.
Also, talking about Greenland, you know, the Vikings had this place called the northern part of the Americans, Vinland, because Vinland was like the location where they wanted to go because it was unknown. And it's pretty much like a place where, like, oh, this is places where we have more land and more freedom.
What is it called?
Vinland. And there's an anime.
Like Vinland. Yeah, like Vinland. No. Like Disney
Vinland. V-V-V-I-N.
Vinland.
Land. Yeah.
Vinland. Like Vin Diesel land.
Yeah. Anyways. I, you know. Math and geography.
Danny, speaking of nerdy stuff, yesterday was Batman Day. And I have a question for you. What's your favorite Batman movie?
Oh, okay. My favorite Batman movie that is not related to any comics, I would say, is the Nolan trilogy, of course.
Those are related to comics.
Okay, Jason, let me tell you this is about Batman. This is the thing about Batman that I love. I love Batman trilogies, okay? The problem with the new Batman movies, though, they're fucking too realistic. I get it. They're fucking cool. I love them. Don't get me wrong.
Which ones are you talking about? Which ones are you talking about right now?
I'm talking about the Nolan.
Like Nolan and after. Okay.
It's just they need to bring. That's why I kind of like
bring back real man. Batman. Sorry.
No, like the comics are not, you know, we fight what? A guy who freezes, a girl who literally controls plants, you know? Mm-hmm. A guy who is a clay face.
Are you just talking about Harley Quinn show?
I guess. I don't know. If I was like, we just need to bring what Batman really is. He fights a bunch of weird-ass criminals, not ground. You know, I get it. I enjoy those movie chickens, but I was just thinking of that. I'm like, we need a movie like the Batman Forever, the Robin and Batman. Bring those back. That's how Batman really is. He doesn't fight. He most of the time is fighting weird shit,
It's so
weird
funny.
people.
It's so funny you say that though, Danny, because I think you'd get a lot of people disagreeing with you. Not necessarily me,
Yeah,
but I think a large reason why Nolan did that was because there was Batman and Robin, Batman Forever, and
oh yeah.
they failed. Like they're not good movies.
No,
Like
no.
they're bad. Like they're pretty bad. So then they went realistic, and then it was like, this is better. So I think you get a lot of people disagreeing with you.
That's better, but okay, we got those already. Like those are done. If you want something like more groundbreaking, yeah. You got the Nolan and now the Matt Peterson. Is it? No, Matt Reeves? Matt Reeves, yeah.
Which, by the way, the theory for the next one for the sequel is going to be Hush. You tell me you don't want to see Hush in live action?
Okay. I get yes. Yes. Okay,
Then
that's
what
fine.
if it's Court of the Owls?
They better make those fucking Court of Owls something mythical. You telling me they're
They
not
might.
because those are like 300-year-old freaking assassins.
They might. They don't have to make him too mythical. I mean, look what they did with Ra's al Ghul, in the Nolan.
And the no, I guess.
It wasn't super crazy, but super crazy Lazarus stuff. But it was. I'm not saying I disagree with you, Danny. I think it'd be cool to see like one of those cheesy, a modern
It's not
cheesy version.
cheesy, Jason. This isn't
No,
based on comics.
but like Batman and Robin and Batman Forever were cheesy. Like they were very
Yeah, they made
cheesy
him
movies and
cheesy.
they were not good.
But look at the Marvel ones, you know? We have literally cool Marvel movies, you know?
Dennis says no, Danny is right. We're done with 5-hour movies. We want cunty campy fun movies back. 5 hours is not it's never happened. The no the Matt Reeves version is 3 hours. Don't like It's not five,
But
By the
okay.
way, you know what, Dan? I'm gonna come at you right now. Lord of the Rings Extended Edition is 3 hours and a half.
Extended edition. I thought it was 4 hours.
I think you might be right. Because we watched the
Yeah.
regular version, and that thing was like 3 hours. It was like 2:50 or something.
You made Diana watch you?
Watch me?
No, watch it. Watch. Well, watch you watch the Lord of the Rings.
First of all, I can't make Diana do anything, ever. Danny, how dare you speak like that? Would you make Denise do things? No.
Blackmail
You
works.
ask for things? But no, I did not make her watch it. I kind of actually technically did that time. Lord of the Rings should be 5 hours, TBH. Contradiction right there.
If I can make Denise watch Lord of the Rings or even Star Wars movie, that would be like one of the greatest achievements of my life in our relationship. We went to see Episode 8 on Star Wars, you know?
Great
One of
movie. Great movie. Last Jedi.
We're not gonna get into that.
He can't even if he
Cheap
tried,
ass
Denny said.
out.
Yeah.
Cheap ass out.
Oh, Denise, you missed on the best one.
Cheap ass out, and that's okay. I don't blame her. She's passing out on that movie, to be honest. But I cannot get her to watch Lord of the Rings, which and it's so sad because Jason, it has one. Lord of the Rings has one of the most beautiful, most. You most cons most written better written piece of media. I think one of the best. Harry Potter is pretty good actually too. Never mind, Harry Potter is better
I'm
actually.
listening.
Never mind.
Denise, don't do it. I love this lore of you not watching so many of these movies.
See that's see
She doesn't give a
why did
shit, huh?
no Jason, but Lord of the Rings is so fun. You know that.
You know what, though? With Lord of the Rings, you can't make somebody watch it. That's like a movie where people who don't want to watch it are not gonna have a good time. Like,
Yeah.
if you go in with the mindset, I don't even want to watch this, why am I watching it? It's Lord of the Rings is a tough one to change your mind in the middle of the movie. Like you have to be prepared to like you have to be prepared to listen and so I don't blame Denise for that one. I lost my train of thought, I'm sorry.
Like she, they're just like it's supporting each other, and I don't like this, Diana. You should be telling her
No, it's fine. No, I would never try to make somebody watch
Lord. You know how happy that would make me, Jason, if they were like, oh, let's watch Lord of the Rings and be excited about it? Oh, my God.
You gotta twist it, Danny. I got Diana to watch the Planet of the Apes trilogy by doing it for my birthday. Like, that was one of my birthday things. It was like, what do you want to do? I want to watch the trilogy. It was a great movie night. It was a great movie night. Okay, I've seen the first Lord of the Rings.
She doesn't remember what happens. Don't even know. She has no idea what happens.
Something about a ring or something.
No, if I try to explain it, she's like, "Why are you trying to explain it to me?" Because
she doesn't give a shit.
I'm mansplaining, and I don't try to mansplain. I'm just explaining the lore.
Why are you mansplaining to me right now?
Oh, my bad, Jason.
That's not cool. Don't do that, please.
No. Well, Jason, like I said, yeah, you said it yesterday. It was Batman Day. My favorite movie, I would say it has to be the Nolan trilogy, but specifically The Dark Knight. Okay. That night was my most watched Batman movie besides the 1989 movie that I used to watch all the time when I was a kid. Because I blamed my mom to buy me that movie. You know?
For me, it was Batman Returns. That's the one that we had on VHS, and that's the one we had on repeat. Yeah, with the penguin and Catwoman.
Catwoman.
Yes. That's the one we had on repeat in my house.
Hey, he did a good job on those movies, you know?
Who, Michael Keaton? Oh.
I would say Tim Burton, but okay. Michael Keaton, Batman, I mean, yeah, he's a good actor.
Those were also pretty realistic, though, Danny. Like, the penguin might have been a little, like,
realistic, right,
like,
yet.
you live in the gutters where you eat fish, literally. Like, that one might be a little campy, but like, even the Joker in the 89 and then Catwoman, that's like, as
you, and she survived.
Well,
no, really, because she was like dead, and then she literally has nine lives.
She has nine lives. Yeah, you're right.
So it was like, it can be in that world, it can be believable.
I wouldn't mind seeing something like that, though, Danny. Like, I'm not tired of the realistic ones, but it would be fun to see something like that. But then again, you could also, like, watch the animated ones, but you want to watch live action. I get it. You know what? No.
Yeah, Jason.
I'll agree with you. Yeah. Let's get some, like, corny Batman stuff. But, I mean, that's also not... Batman is known to be a little... Like, the comic books, at least, is known to be a little more... grounded. By the way, got this little guy. Haven't opened it yet.
Hey, look at that. What you got that?
Ooh, which one is it? Which one is it?
Oh, you might. I feel like you're going to get the 1960 Batman.
I honestly love this one too.
That animated one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the 1960 one would be cool. That'd be cool.
What if you can open it over or no?
Huh?
You gonna open it ever?
Yeah, I'm gonna open it. Yeah, I just haven't opened it yet. Should I do it now?
You gonna open it live?
Oh, shit.
You gonna do it live?
Should I?
Right,
let's do it. Happy Batman Day. Celebrating a day late. That's okay. I haven't started the Penguin yet, Danny. I don't know about you, but I've heard really good things about it.
I heard a mix.
You know what? Real quick, just so I could... I hope it's not... I'm not a Batflick hater, Danny. I actually think he would have been a cool Batman, especially that version of Batman.
Well, the fight scene that he did, it was pretty cool. That's the thing I'm talking about. It looked like how Batman would look like.
I'm trying to see like something that's not going to spoil. Oh, it's too late. I already looked at it. Oh, this gave it away. This gave it away right here.
Oh my God! See,
it's the Robert Pattinson one, baby.
You should have waited for if they got it.
It's tough. Oh, like it's
right. Yeah.
It's tough to avoid the spoilers. Look at that thing. Look,
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's the one I got in the background. It's a cute little. Ah, it's so cute. Is this? It's Pop Mart. They're Pop Mart's thing. Oh, it's a toy. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
That scene is pretty cool, not gonna lie. When the scene, when you see the first Batmobile.
It's a great movie. I have to rewatch it.
have to watch it too.
Look at this cute little boy.
Hey, there you go.
Look at that cute that little boy.
Blue eyes, though.
Look at those blue eyes. Look at that. He's got his little, grappling gun right there.
Yeah.
He got his batarang. That's a cutie right there. His suit, his suit looks a little better than the one in the movie. I wonder if this is like a little spoiler for the future one. Damn, they forgot to make him sparkle. Because he's a vampire. Shout out to Robert Pattinson. Great Batman, Danny. Best Batman movie.
Jason, I'm not saying it's not bad, good. A bad movie. No, I love the movie.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, let's make, now that we're making those, after that, make some, you know, the fun ones. Like the comic realistic ones.
Have you seen the Cape Crusader?
Cape Crusader.
I've been meaning to watch. I heard it's good. It's the anime.
The animated one. Based on the old, like,
Amazon.
The
old,
no, I haven't seen it yet. No.
I heard it's good.
Look at that. That's really cute.
It's cutie.
Hey, it goes with your Lego set.
That's what I'm saying.
What's your favorite one, Jason?
Honestly, it's tough. I think recency bias and biases all in general, because Matt Reeves, as you all know, is my boy. He did the best trilogy ever he completed the last two of the trilogy with the Planet of the Apes movies. So the Batman. The Batman might be my favorite.
Okay. All right.
It's my type of aesthetic. There was a point in my life, Danny, when I was in high school where I fell in love with thrillers and murder, like serial killer shit. Like,
okay.
You know, Seven.
Yeah. Where's the box? What's in the box?
Yeah. So this one hit a lot of it for me, of the mystery and the murder mystery shit.
Which I thought was really well shot. Jason. Like, I wish I saw this movie, and I wish I saw all these movies in IMAX. We're gonna, like, I do feel like they care about the shot and how crispy or clear it looks. And I feel like the Batman has a lot of those shots. It's dark. And, like, you know, and, like, I'm pretty sure it will look really cool on, like, in big screen, like, in a nice screen of 4K.
Yeah, it did.
And, like,
I think it's supposed to go back to theaters. No, wait, maybe it already did. Or maybe it's supposed to.
Well, it's a good movie. That's good, Jason.
I think so. I don't know. I don't think it's Dark Knight, though. I don't think it's Dark Knight.
For me, that's always been my favorite, but I recently watched it too, and I was like, okay.
In my heart, it might be Batman Returns, because, like, I grew up watching that movie so much. But
okay.
But I really did like the newest, The Batman. Or is it just Batman? No, it's The Batman.
It's The Batman.
Yeah. It might be that one. I really liked it, Danny. It's really good. I'm excited for the new one. I'm excited to watch The Penguin. Terrible what they did with the Joker in that, so I'm glad they ended up cutting a lot of it out. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they could bring it, like, fix that. I think he could fix that. Because Barry Keoghan is now one of the It Boys. So, you know, if they could bring that back and make a little more sense. What if they go super campy with it, Danny?
Look, imagine if they put the Joker as Joaquin Phoenix Joker. Oh, damn.
That'd be terrible. That movie is not doing well, apparently.
Apparently, it's not doing well. It's funny that we haven't even seen it. But is it out? I don't even know.
No, it comes out early October. Like, first week of October, I think it comes out. I'll watch it. It's not even the musical part. Like, I like musicals. I bet you it's going to be I bet you it's not going to be super musical. I wouldn't expect it to be that musical. Might be surprised. It might be the reason why it's so bad. But I don't know. It was just like, you told your story. Like, why did we have to tell another story with this guy? Just because it's
again.
One of the highest grossing R-rated films, whatever. But I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
We're going to go watch Beetlejuice today.
Oh, that's fun.
I haven't seen it yet. Excited. Also, but also, Jason, since Halloween is literally, we should be talking about Halloween stuff because Halloween is coming up before we end this.
That's a good point.
This year, Jason, I think we should watch as many of the 2024 horror movies because there's a lot, Jason, to be honest. And there's like a lot of good ones that have come out already this year.
That's a good segue, Danny, into what we've been holding secret. But I think we can now announce it.
Okay.
I think we could announce it now. Okay. Go for it.
Go for it.
Please.
No, you please.
Danny, you want me to do it then?
Yeah, you do it.
So, starting next weekend, we're going to do something crazier.
I have no idea what it is.
I got nothing. Last year we ranked, or we did the bracket for the horror movies, right? We obviously can't do it again.
Because it takes forever. It does
not because of that. Not because of that, but because we already came up with the bracket. Like, the bracket's a bracket. Yeah, we can't just go and change everything.
What did we say was number one?
Probably The Conjuring. I'm guessing. I bet you it was up between The Conjuring and The Exorcist. It's going to be a spooky October. Let's just put it that way. Announcement TBH. I feel like last year we had something that we wanted to do.
You know what, Jason? But to be honest, I feel like there's so many 2024 movies this year, and I feel like we should... I still want to watch Exhuma, which it's on... I forgot where it's at. I'll watch that one. AMC. I heard good things about it. I don't know about the one in theaters right now. There's two on AMC the Plus. Right now. Okay.
Sorry.
There's two movies, scary movies, the Halle Berry.
Never Let Go or something like that.
Never Let Go, something like that. And then this other one, Substance. I forgot the Substance. Name of that.
I want to watch that one.
Yeah, I want to watch that one too. And I forgot there's another one. There's a bunch of them that are not, they don't have that many advertisement. And I'm like looking, and I'm like, I know they're probably bad, but there's a, like 3 or 4 right now in theaters right now.
It's throughout the year, Danny. It's throughout the year, at least once a month. Since I have the AMCA list, I'm always looking to see what I want to go watch. And like once a month, there's a movie a month almost of like a horror movie that didn't get a lot of publicity or marketing or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's out there. And then I look it up, but then it's like very little talk about it. And it's like, next time. But maybe I should just go.
That's what I say. I'm like, okay, I'll just wait until it comes out on DVD. Like, for example, The Crow. Really disappointing on The Crow, by the way. I used to like the 1996. Is it 1996 or 93? The Crow.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching that movie. Because, I thought it was really cool. That's where all my goth liking stuff came out.
I don't know you did.
That and the Batman. Like the Tim Burton's 1989 Batman. And like, you know, watching Nightmare Before Christmas, all that stuff, I was like, oh, I almost became a goth for a second, Jason.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I could have been, you know, if I was in a different...
You could have been emo.
Group of friends, I could have been an emo kid, yeah.
Emo.
Oh, emo, okay. Emo. Un emo.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, there's a lot of movies, Jason, that I feel like we should make a list and just start watching. For example, Imaginary. Have you seen that one yet? That's from last year, I think it was. The one where the little girl has, like, imaginary friend.
Oh, and if imaginary friend with Ryan Reynolds.
I think it's Ryan
look
Reynolds.
It didn't look that scary to me, Danny.
It did not, but it's a scary movie.
I don't think it was.
Oh, it's from Jeff Waldlow. No, not that one, Jason. It's just imaginary. No, not that one.
Okay. There's a lot that went under the radar that might be... At least, we'll save this one for next time. But there's a really, really, really bad one on Netflix called Deliverance or The Deliverance, where Glenn Close plays a baddie.
Yeah,
an old lady baddie.
I have that one in the queue. I have that one in the queue, Jason. I'm not lying to you.
Oh man, Danny, that That's not a good horror movie.
Well, I would say either way, though. This, I don't think Nosferatu might be the only one, but I don't think it's going to challenge him on scariness. But I think Long List takes it. Takes, for me, personally, I think it's one of the scariest movies I've seen this year. Not, no. And not because it scared me. It did not scare me. Danny, but I'm saying, like, compared to other movies, that this is the only ones I'm like, eh. It's scarier than other movies.
Diana, don't listen to him. It's not that scary. You could watch it. It's not that bad.
Oh, she wants to watch it?
It's not that bad. It's not that scary.
It's just, I love the movie. Jason, Long Legs, my favorite movie. I came out of the theater, I'm like, wow, this is pretty good-ass movie. Holy shit. I did not expect to, what's his name?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage to be acting this well. I was like, holy shit, I did not even...
He turns it on when he wants to. There you go. Then he says Long Legs is not scary.
It's not scary, but I'm saying, like, if the compared to other scary movies, Jason, I don't get scared. You should know that.
You just said it's really scary.
Scary, but, like, in the sense where, like, okay, this is a scary movie. If I were to guess, if I was a scary cat, this would scare me.
I gotcha.
But it's not. I just love the movie. I like the movie. It's a good horror movie. Mm-hmm. Because that's, I feel like that's what something will happen. I don't know who wrote the movie, but also the alien.
Aaron Romulus. Yeah.
The ending, I was like, holy shit. The fuck is that?
It's more mystery crime. It is, Denise. It is. With some really haunting stuff, though. Like, some of it was, like, you can't be saying that stuff. Like, no. The stuff that Nicolas Cage was saying, like, what is like, a large part of our mentality here, Danny, is what if, right? What if, mm-hmm. like, you can't mess around about that type of shit, even if you're an actor. You can't say that. If I'm an actor and they tell me, hey, you have to say this with a lot of passion and, like, you mean it, I'd be like, nah, like, I'm not hunting. That's
good. No. Yeah,
that's haunting.
No.
Is it haunting Halloween? Ooh. We're about a month away. We'll do stuff. We'll talk about it. We'll see what we do. We'll see what we do. Yeah. We're gonna do something. We like Halloween. We like scary stuff. So maybe it's talking about, you know, famous villains, famous.
Best killers or
yeah, you know. Do an ale. Ooh, you know what we should do? All right, here we go. Here's the announcement. Once a week for the rest of October, which will be about 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks. Yes, 4 weeks. We will be doing tiers each month, each week on different Halloween topics. Whether it's best horror movie villain, whether it is other horror movie stuff that we could rank and tier, we will be doing that. How about that, Denny? What do you think about that?
I'm down.
Maybe it's
I'm
best down. Franchise in general, you know? Which was the best horror movie franchise, whether it's Nightmare on Elm Street or Halloween, Friday the 13th. I think Friday the 13th might be the only one where I haven't watched them all.
I have not watched the one in space. Well, that one's like Freddy versus Jason kind of situation. I think it was Mike Myers. And you're right. You know what? There's a lot of them that I'm like, there's a lot that we are going to have to be like, can we even find those movies?
We'll figure it out. If we do anything well aside from our intro, it's our tiers. We have a clear-cut structure. We know what we want. We know how to... I feel like my phone stand has been slowly going down.
I feel all like episode. Yeah.
Because I used to not be able to see you on this screen. That's why I was looking over here, because you're on that screen over there. But now I see you clearly. This thing's been going down. I should have said it. I should have just let it go.
Jason, you should have said that somebody's moving your, you know. My just PP. Somebody moving the, you know, they're moving it down.
Oh, anyways, we'll have the long list of things that we'll do for the 4 months. Next week, we'll talk about it. We're going to get things figured out. It's hot. It's almost spooky season. I just gave myself a laundry list of things to do to prepare us, but that's okay.
Hey, like I said, one of my favorite. I already want everything. Jason, you and I, we love horror movies. We love Halloween, right? You love seeing Halloween everywhere, right? Do you?
Yes, I love it so much.
I think I'm gonna decorate my Halloween setup, my background. Actually, I should
I've
actually.
thought about doing that, but then I don't.
Can Diana help you?
I'm sure I'm sure she'd love to, honestly. It's not 'cause it's not from lack of, I don't know.
Imagination.
It might, and I'm not the most imaginative person, so maybe it's some of that. The thing is, no, I'm not gonna get to go down that rabbit hole because we're coming up on time here, but we will discuss everything in the future, not next week, but the week after. Danny is when we will start with our tiers. Next week we could just give everybody a little tease on what we will be doing for the month of October. Very busy month of October for me, Danny. So we are definitely gonna need to coordinate the day and time. I got a lot of stuff going on in October. A lot of stuff, like something I'm not gonna have
Don't
a
worry,
yeah
us too.
every weekend is something, I think.
Us too, the one.
But that's okay because we're gonna make this work. You know why? Because we love you, Tangerines. And if you love us, don't forget to like, listen, subscribe, follow, love us, touch us. Not that one. At youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, where you could watch us live almost every Sunday morning. Almost every is
We don't get paid for doing this. We're just doing it for fun.
more history, please. Dana wants more history lessons here. I'm gonna need to do some research, so we'll bring up topics. Ooh, Danny, some spooky history. Spooky
There's a lot.
history.
There's a Instagram channel. I forget the name of it, so I can, shout out. But there's an Instagram channel that they in London. They're based in England, and this girl, she literally goes to places, haunted places, and does a history.
I'm so glad
She's
that
pretty
you were
cool.
right where like my head was at, because
Yeah.
I feel like some people might view that as like, oh, so like a murder mystery podcast. No, that's not what we're about.
No. There's a lot of murder mystery podcasts though. There's a lot. There's a girl that Denise watches, and she does makeup, and she tells like a whole. While she's doing the makeup, she tells the story of like some type of
That's
killer,
fun. That's fun.
and like that'll be fun. Haunted, like like for example, you think the pyramids of Aztecs were not gonna be haunted, where almost 400,000 people die?
YouTube.com/@SundayMorningTangents. Listen to us and like us and follow us anywhere you listen to podcasts. We are located as Sunday Morning Tangents. That's once again Sunday Morning Tangents, where we talk about a lot of different things and we go off on tangents, hence the name. Oh, tan? Yeah, it's because we're tan. Sunday mornings, but you guys always do on Sunday mornings? No, but we have been lately. Oh, so that's weird. Shut up. Sunday morning history. How about that one, Danny? Sunday morning spooks.
That sounds spooks
Sunday
history.
night
Oh,
spooks.
Jason.
What if for the whole month of
Monsters.
October we just do Sunday night spooks?
Well, we can do Sunday night.
Sunday nights.
I can do Sunday
Sunday night
nights. Yeah.
spooks might work too.
Also, oh my God, I can just tell, like, for example, scary monsters that people haven't heard. Like, there's a lot of Guatemalan scary monsters people don't know. Let's see what that one.
That one sounds fun. Ooh, write that down. You know what? What is it called?
La Siguanagua. Siga Nagua. It's I think it's a Maya name. But
That's
it's
okay. I spelled it right on the first time. Don't worry about me. All of that stuff I said before, like, subscribe, share us to your friends. If you think you'd like, if you think your friend would like to listen to us two idiots ramble, maybe share it with them and be like, prepare, just tell them like, hey, they're kind of dumb, so just put up with it for a little bit, but you'll like them. Maybe.
We're
Or
fun to hang
not.
out, though.
I think so.
We're fun to hang out, Jason.
I don't know. I feel like I sometimes I could be it's like too down. You know what? We're not gonna go down that rabbit hole right now.
You're not. We,
We're not gonna go
no.
down that rabbit hole, and we're not gonna do that right now. Tangents.
Okay, I'll talk to you later then.
Do it for the Batman. Danny, I haven't signed off yet. Why are you saying I talk to you later? Like we're sorry. Anyways, that's been Danny. I've been Jason. This has been Sunday Morning Tangents.
With and a couple. That's Matt Reeves Batman.
That's your what?
Oh, Matt Reeves Batman. Or
sorry.
That's Matt. Twilight Batman.
Robert Pattinson.
Oh, that's his name, huh?
Batman. Batman, like Pattinson. He's the Batman. Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of 10.
Jans.
Shit, where's the...